This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You just witnessed a month ago, predicting attacks on nightclubs.
Another time.
By God.
In the age of one.
Matt Bracken will join us coming up at T-minus 1 hour. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling
author. Another word. Another time. His life was green and good to the Christian fact.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We've never had a red background here in the TV studio / radio studio, but we do today because clearly the incremental rollout of a jihadist Tet offensive is taking place across the world. With daily attacks from Asia to Africa to the Middle East to Europe to the United States and other areas of North America. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, enemies foreign and domestic, who's been predicting Tet 2, will be joining us. Joe Biggs is on the ground in Orlando, Florida. Leanne McAdoo will be popping in as well. She just got back to Austin. She is hopping mad on them blaming the Second Amendment and calling this a homophobic hate crime. And then having all these imams on TV lecturing everyone not to politicize it, as if they're the fount of wisdom, when in the Quran and in 11 Muslim nations it says, kill homosexuals. So the way they sit there and bring these people in, the so-called liberals, and then they attack and then we get the blame. This guy's parents were brought in the 80s. He cheered when the World Trade Centers fell, witnesses have said, and he worked for a branch of Homeland Security, of course. Because there's an obsession with these Islamists with running the airports, running everything. They want the control. In England, most of the police chiefs, most are Islamists. And the government, the leftists, want to work with these totalitarians for the first generation in exchange for giving them current control and power. It is a total takeover. Now, Paul Watson filed this report in the early morning hours yesterday when it was only 20-something dead. Now it's 50-something dead. But his short report says it all. We're going to air it right now, the truth about the Orlando mass murder of 49 people.
We're here in Dresden covering Bilderberg, but of course we've had the massacre in Orlando, Florida. 20 people, now they're saying up to 30, shot dead by an individual who has been identified as Omar Mateen, somebody of Afghan descent, who of course is a Muslim. And the religion of peace strikes. Again, imagine my shock. So the top trending hashtag on Twitter right now is gun control now. That's right, the trendies are already out in force trying to seize on that narrative. They don't seem to be as concerned about the fact that in 11 Islamic countries, gay people are executed. That's right, in 11 countries, state execution of homosexuals is still government policy. So where's the hashtag Stop Islam now? How many more innocent people need to die before we acknowledge that Islam has a violence problem? Why are the trendies bleating on about gun control when this is all about Islam? We had Paris. We had Brussels. Now this has come home. It's come to America. And again, the narrative has completely flipped. So again, we've got people like Sally Cohn of CNN saying, tweeting out, racist extremist hate is a problem with any religion, not just Islam. A single Muslim just killed more gays than so-called gay bashing killed in the last 50 years. So how in the hell is every religion responsible for violence against gay people? Completely insane. So again, Trump warned about Brussels before it happened. He's been proven right yet again. And hug a Muslim didn't work after the Paris attacks, did it? Pray for Orlando is not going to work after these attacks. And this isn't a problem with gun control. It isn't a problem with lone wolves. It isn't even a problem with jihadists. It's a problem with Islam. Where are all the leftists protesting against gays being thrown off buildings by ISIS, by countries like Saudi Arabia still executing homosexuals? And when are we going to face up to the fact that Islam has a violence problem? It's not a religion of peace. It needs to be reformed now, or we're going to see many more tragedies like last night in Orlando, Florida. This is Paul Joseph.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have sources in Washington, we have sources in the Pentagon that are trusted and that are patriots. Sources that have helped expose the fact that Obama, through the Muslim Brotherhood, as well as with Hillary, has been aiding and abetting Al-Qaeda, now known as Islamic State, to confuse the public. InfoWars.com has been at the very forefront of breaking this dangerous information in the last 4+ years. And, of course, Cy Hirsch came on earlier this year to thank the broadcast and to concur with our sources and analysis that the Pentagon, namely the Army, for 4 years had been telling Obama, we are not going to aid Al-Qaeda / ISIS. We are not going to be their air force. And the Pentagon began feeding intelligence to the Russians, who were already on the ground there, by the way, to stop the Islamic State takeover. Islamic State was allied heavily, of course, and financed by Saudi Arabia, its progenitor, its main backer. NATO, of course, has been backing it. We have the leftists in Europe, Hollande, Merkel, backing it heavily. They plan the entire destabilization program starting in Libya. Then it was to move to the east, to its neighbor, Egypt, and then right through up into Turkey, and then into the rest of Europe. They had the UN project headed up by the EU founder, Peter Sutherland, advertised going back 4 years ago that refugees should come to Europe, made the preparations for that, and then had them en masse come in as a time bomb that Saudi Arabia and the leftists can activate anytime they want through the Saudi Arabian command to engage in massive terror attacks all over Europe and the United States. This is being used to hold the West hostage, certain segments of the globalist combine believe. It is an insane, over-the-top, bold move, especially when you know that it was at least a 5 to 6 year old plan, and that when the Pentagon broke with the plan, when they discovered it and stopped playing along with it, they still went ahead with the program to fill Europe and the United States with the jihad forces masked as refugees, 80% military-age men. So they're putting their sleeper cells in place right now. They are massing them right now, but because they are not directed, they are, to use my allegory, it's like fire ants climb up your leg, and then when they get in a certain mass, one of them releases a pheromone saying, I'm about to sting, and then all of them instantaneously, within a millisecond, start stinging. That pheromone is released so fast, their antennas pick it up, smell it. That's what their antennas do, is basically smell. That's their noses. And boom, they hit you. And that's how this works. And I can look at the metrics, talking to top terrorism experts on and off air. We're going to see terror attacks increase at an exponential rate. And so that's what's been happening. They've been doubling every year worldwide for the last 5 years since this electronic jihad began and then kicked off the Arab Spring, run by Google, the White House, NATO, the globalists. I mean, this is a real move. This is happening. But some of the fire ants are firing too early because they're not under command and control. The globalists breed them in their basement like black widows, as I've said many times, dump them into our political homes, dump them into our beds, and then they know the black widows are going to bite us. But they're not in full control of them. They've just released them. Or it's like putting rattlesnakes in somebody's bed or water moccasins in somebody's swimming pool. This has been done, and thank God they are not well-organized and ever well-directed. You certainly can't say that Muslim Arab men are cowards. No, they're not. They're not cowards. On average, I mean, they're willing to die. They do hit cowardly targets. But they certainly are uncoordinated in their historical behaviors and activities for whatever reason. And it's like, you know, 3 years ago when Obama has his red line on the anniversary of the red line. Oh, my gosh, Assad launched chemical weapons on his own people. And the jihadis put out videos Allah Akbaring with their Al-Qaeda brigade, Bin Laden brigade, black flags, saying they launched the chemical attacks. They wouldn't even follow orders to not celebrate it. They couldn't even run a false flag against Assad because they wanted to sit there and brag about it. Because that's how they count coup. It's how they, you know, go up in the world. It's a narcissistic, you know, kind of wannabe rock star deal. A lot of Midwestern girls and East Coast girls and Florida girls and Texas girls and, you know, Pacific Northwestern girls, whatever, they want to be movie stars. And so they get on buses or airplanes, they go to L.A., and sorry, baby, there's no movie star jobs for you, but you can start at the bottom in pornography or as a prostitute. Well, Arab men and jihadis, but it's Muslims in general, but particularly Arab men, it's the rock star thing is you don't want to go be a Hollywood star. You don't want to be a basketball player or a soccer player. You want to be a jihad star. And on Muslim television, these people are rock stars. And their families just get lavished and get, you know, millions of dollars in some cases. Usually it's about $100,000 whenever their son takes part in something like this. Let's say you live on the West Bank, you know, can't pay your bills or whatever. Well, just get into Israel, stab a few people, and your family will be well taken care of, given a 10-year salary, basically. Now, you can talk all day about, well, the West is helping stir this up, and, you know, the globalist stages events. Yes, I'm an expert on that. I've made many films. I've written books on it. I, I've immersed myself in. I was the first to say 9/11 was a false flag inside job with our government working with radical Islam to bring in this new class of civilizations. Criminal elements of our government, bare minimum, stood down. So that is a false flag. I put a video out yesterday to bait the media saying Orlando's a false flag. I said Orlando's a false flag. Then I said, but before that gets quoted improperly, radical Islam's real. This is a real attack. But Obama opened the borders up knowing these people would attack and brought them in and has covered up the past jihad attacks at Fort Hood and San Bernardino and in Philadelphia, the Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting centers, on and on and on. 12 attacks this year so far, they've swept under the rug, exponentially growing in the U.S. alone. So it's a false flag when you open the door, when you know somebody's planning something and you protect them. In fact, that's not even the right term. You could use it. It's somewhat accurate. Stand down is really what we should say. Obama has ordered a stand down, and we have the proof here today. Let these people in, knowing who they are, and let them attack us. But a stand down leads to the false flag. Because if you're behind it, if you're letting it happen, you're now aiding and abetting it. For what reason? The false flag has to have a reason. They're saying, we're coming after your guns. Hillary, Obama, Bernie Sanders, they want to ban all semi-auto firearms. They're coming for our guns. Doesn't matter this guy got a New York firearms license that's hard to get. Doesn't matter he worked for Homeland Security as a contractor. Doesn't matter that he ran around in NYPD outfits. It doesn't matter. This guy had been watched for years. The FBI had been ordered to stand down, just like with the Boston bombers. Same MO. It's all in the news today. The same pattern. And then he's allowed to attack. And that is to encourage more people to come here and to see that you can be a martyr here and you can get away with it. Now, at one level, they don't want too many of these to happen too early until they get all their people in place. But they want to have a few of them to try to brand it as homophobia and hate crimes to pass anti-free speech laws and anti-gun laws. But they want to wait till after the election. And boy, who's been proven correct? Who's been proven right? Well, it's been Donald Trump. He said there will be more San Bernardinos. There will be more Brussels, Belgium attacks. There will be. Absolutely. And he gets up there and talks about no-go zones in areas of Europe that we have experienced. These Muslims can't even get along with each other in their own countries. They're constantly killing each other, no matter how radical the nation is. Saudi Arabia has to export these people to our countries because they'll attack there, even though the government kills gays, executes them. But not a word from Gawker, not a word from Reddit, not a word from Facebook, because you know what we have stacks of news today up on Infowars.com? Here's the rest of the story. They're not just coming after your Second Amendment. Some Facebooks with 500,000 supporters, with famous authors, that pointed out this is Islamic terror, which is admitted, are having their accounts terminated, not just suspended. Others are having them suspended. Now you think about that. That's what Germany's now doing as well. We have now gotten that bad, and I've got the articles right here when we come back, that if you come out on your Facebook and say, this is wrong, this is Islamic terror, they're suspending accounts. Reddit is banning users, deletes comments that say Orlando terrorist was a Muslim. Ladies and gentlemen, think about that. They don't want you to know. They want to project it onto you and your family and onto me and my family and say our Second Amendment and our open, free culture caused this to happen. Orlando shooting suspect identified as Omar Mateen, registered Democrat of Afghan descent with firearms license. Orlando shooter identified as U.S. citizen. Orlando killer worked for a company transporting illegal immigrants into the U.S., was interviewed by FBI 3 times in the last 2 years. He's got family members out that end up run groups against Trump who actually are organizing, bringing the refugees here and getting the $17,000-plus a year of welfare each person gets. See, they organize it. Look at this. Brother-in-law of nightclub killer hates Trump, works with refugees. And it turns out that the other brother was an activist in this and ran security for it. You literally have ISIS supporting, ISIS pledged, ISIS took responsibility within 2 hours. The media, for 8 or 9 hours, wouldn't say it here. There were still articles last night in the news saying it was a hate crime against gay people. It was a jihad attack. And yes, that's part of it. But you ignore why it was done. And so you have the people completing the smuggling process with Obama, ignoring law, not vetting them, bringing them in. Trump says we got to vet these people. And they go, racist, racist. Yeah, how'd that racist call help you when most of the people that got shot were Latino there at this event? You know that, right? How'd that work out for you?
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. There was an article from WorldNet Daily yesterday that in the avalanche of news didn't get any attention. Kit Daniels has written an article around it. It just went live on Infowars.com. And it is just adds to everything we already knew. This is so bombshell. If Trump doesn't use this against Hillary, he is insane. I know he's not insane. He's crazy like a fox. So we're going to get this info to Trump. We need to tweet this at Donald J. Trump right now. And we need your help to get this article that just went up on The Real Alex Jones on Twitter and send this out to Donald J. Trump and others. Because WorldNet Daily broke this, and we actually were just talking to Joseph Farah about getting the whistleblower on from DHS. I'm talking minutes ago. And this got no attention. This is incredible. Hillary's State Department blocked investigation into Orlando killer's mosque. Just like the Justice Department blocked an investigation into the San Bernardino mosque and the particular husband and wife team that were going to Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, just like this latest shooter did. Isn't that incredible? Hillary Clinton's State Department shut down an investigation of the mosque Orlando killer Omar Mateen attended because it unfairly singled out Muslims. And this is the mosque, we have the clip, we played it yesterday, where the imam goes on the news and says, out of compassion, we must kill homosexuals. It is the law, we must kill them. In fact, let's just play this guy. He has the slimiest voice. This is in English. And he's like perching like a buzzard or a carrion crow. Here it is.
Death is the sentence. I mean, look. There's nothing to be embarrassed about this. That death is the sentence. We have to have that compassion for people. With homosexuals, the same. Out of compassion, let's get rid of him now.
Let's get it over. I mean, he's like a cartoon character out of Pink Panther or something. We have to get it over. We have to kill them out of compassion. Yeah. The slimy, wimpy guy. I mean, why are these guys so freaking wimpy? But they're just so evil. But let me tell you who's really evil is the controlled, filthy left blaming patriots and veterans and gun owners and true constitutional classical liberals, Thomas Jefferson types like myself. And I'm not comparing myself to Thomas Jefferson. I'm saying I like his views. A classical liberal. Yes, I can sign on to that. George Washington was a classical conservative. I mean, I follow kind of a mix of their two views. I really resonate with both of them. Jefferson sometimes probably went too far when it came to freedom. He was a supporter of the French Revolution early on until they even tried to kill him. And then had to admit later that Washington had been right. But I digress here. Guns, in areas that have guns, you have lower crime. And you've got these domesticated liberals and gays and people that just think part of being gay or part of being liberal, as MSNBC told them, is you're disarmed. The MSNBC crew has bodyguards. Bloomberg has bodyguards. Michael Moore has bodyguards. Do you understand that if they would have had concealed carry in that nightclub, you would not have had this happen? Do you understand? Of a few people. But you have laws even against the people that work there having guns. It's insane to have a giant nightclub. Maybe the target of robbery, you name it, and not have at least one paid cop there. I mean, if I ran a nightclub or even a big restaurant or movie theater nowadays, I would have two cops there during peak hours. They're not very expensive. $25, $30 an hour. It absolutely... Again, if you're not going to let people defend themselves, at least have off-duty police officers there. And there was an off-duty cop to stop this. And now we learned some coward wanted to get out with their boyfriends. And so he blocked the door so that the guy couldn't chase him so nobody else could get out. That's like the Titanic. Oh, my gosh, we're sinking. Lock up, you know, the people in steerage and the people in third class so they can't get out and get in the lifeboats. You'd have two people in one lifeboat and 10 in another. And, you know, the lifeboats could carry 100 people each, but everybody ran off, so almost everybody else drowned because the average lifeboat had like 15 people in it. Totally sick, totally evil, totally out of control. And nowadays you see this, whether it's in Korea or whether it's in Greece or whether it's in Italy. You know, a ship will be run aground, and the captain just abandons ship on a helicopter in the first 2 minutes, and then it takes hours for it to sink. It's like people are so self-centered, they have this thrill in screwing others over. So in a way, who's worse, the guy that went and killed 49 people or the people that out of their own selfishness and cowardice aided him in doing it? We've got that clip coming up, too. This is just over the top. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You ever wondered how the New World Order would take down America? It's allied with radical Islam. Russia knows that and has come out and exposed that and got into the fact that they are going to be resisting it. Say what you want about Russia. It is not allied with radical Islam. The criminals that run our government are. And the story's up on Infowars.com. Coworker, reported nightclub killer, ignored because of political correctness. Bosses refused to act on Omar Mateen's unhinged behavior because he was a Muslim. Yeah, 2 years ago, while working for contractors under DHS, he would threaten people, you better watch it, I've got terrorist ties. I'll kill you. And he's just such a punk, such a little piece of garbage trying to be a man. They all have this gangbanger crazy look in their eye, like they're going to be somebody. And I'm telling you, it's this mutation between kind of hip-hop gangster culture and Islam that is creating these slugs. And if you want to know the MO of the first wave of this new Islamic Tet Offensive against the West, it's going to be domestic Muslims, first generation, that's who it's been, who don't feel accepted in society and who want to be somebody. They want to be rock stars. And then you got their other family members every time who are involved in the whole Democratic Party apparatus of the Islamification of the country, bringing in more jihadists and then making money off the process of housing them and getting them on welfare, just like Democrats bring the illegals in from Latin America and China and teach them how to get in the system. And the government pays up to $7,500 a month for groups of three, quote, migrants in your home. And these are just the tow hook, the throw cable for the next bigger wave. Just like we told you 2 years ago, the migrant wave out of Latin America was going to be much, much bigger when the next wave came. And now they're saying it's three times what the last one was. We're talking doubling and tripling every few years how big this takeover is. And look, if you're watching us on TV, the gang-banging nature of the disgusting, narcissistic selfie. If I see one more man or one more woman making duck lips, I'm going to pull what's left of my hair out. It's this self-satisfied, I'm smart, I'm cool. Here. Where? Men and women go, and it's like, I'm cool. I'm going to take a picture of themselves. What in Hades is going on? And then I love how there's no logic in these people. He goes, he's a Hillary supporter, registered Democrat. His family's involved in the globalist takeover. You got Uma, whatever her name is, the jihadi with Saudi Arabia and hooked all up with the open borders and the rest of it. I mean, basically, Saudi Arabia controls Hollywood to a great extent, tells Hollywood what they can and can't do. And then the quote, gay community grovels to you and says, we're sorry about right-wing hate mongers not liking you. We know you're sweet. You know, we know you love us. We know it's lies that you kill gays. Drop on by. Have a good time. Come up and see me sometime, baby. And they come and shoot you. And then the liberal sides turn around and attack. Guess who today? Me, as usual. I'm an Islamophobe. And they make these major Hollywood movies now, where they just have random people stand up at town halls and go, I hate black people and I hate Muslims and I want to kill everybody because I heard it from Alex Jones. It's a David Cross's movie. I mean, it's just, it turns out it's all government funded to just put these messages out. Why? Because I don't want my daughters to be sexually mutilated and have bags put over their heads. And you're like, oh, that's not going to happen to you. Maybe not this generation. What about if you're in Macedonia, it's already happening? What if you're in Serbia, it's already happening? And then if you fight back in Macedonia or Serbia, they call you a war criminal and come bomb you. So let me get into the news and these clips. I want to thank Drudge for caring about the country and magnifying the WorldNet Daily story that we just basically expanded on up at Infowars.com. It's on the top corner of DrudgeReport.com. We'll put it on screen for TV viewers. Hillary State Department blocked investigation into Orlando Killer's mosque. Boom. We click on that for you. And it follows the exact same MO that we have seen time and time again. San Bernardino, the FBI was blocked 2 years before the attack from investigating the mosque and the specific two shooters. And the agents were put under criminal investigation for possible indictment for civil rights violations. Hillary Clinton's State Department shut down an investigation of the mosque. Orlando Killer Omar Mateen attended because it unfairly singled out Muslims. That's right. There's no Islamic terror. Hillary won't even say it. I can't go to Saudi Arabia and wear a cross around my neck. I will be arrested. If I was gay and walked down the street and openly admitted, holding hands with another man, that I was, I would be taken to jail, convicted, and executed within 1 month. My head would be chopped from my shoulders. Now, you can debate whether I don't like what's being pushed in the schools. I don't like the brazen arrogance of the leftist gay community that just wants to be the center of attention with all this flamboyant bull and says, they have to run all the agendas and run all the education systems, so that they're not treated unfairly. You want to grandstand and take over the culture? I'm against that. I'm against a cult taking over. And that's what leftist gaydom is. It's just another globalist cult. I don't hate you for who you are or who you're attracted to. I mean, give me a break. You just want to be a victim, so you want to sit here and claim I'm against you. It's a total load of bull. The left chooses Islam over gays. Now 100 people are dead or maimed in Orlando. And then it's photos of Islamic State, how they execute people. They get up on a tall building and sit there all day. And sometimes and kill over 100 people at once, throwing homosexual men off of buildings. And the weird thing about Islam is you can have sex with somebody that doesn't have hair on them if it's a young boy, but you don't with another man. It should be the other way around. Having sex with the kids illegal and degenerate. And I'm telling you, man, it's freakazoid. It's freakazoid. It's crazy. And to watch all these stupid, trendy social justice warriors putting rainbow flags up all over their Facebook and Twitters, that's not the answer to stop the killing. You think you're going to reason with an Islamic fascist? They're going to come and kill you. So go ahead and hang that out. They're coming to your gay pride parades. They're coming looking for the flag, stupid. You're not going to sit there and fly it and then have them capitulate. See, that's been done here because the West is open and loving and the fount of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and live and let live. And you think bullying and taking over the culture here was some conquering conquest you were on? No. You're trying to take over free thought in the West and get rid of our free speech via political correctness and take over the educational systems and ban what Christian preachers can say and do. Do you understand? In a true open society, you can have any view you want or practice you want as long as you don't hurt other people. Comprende? Do you get that through your fake liberal brain? I'm a liberal. You're not. You understand that? It's not liberal to ban speech. It's not liberal to want to arrest preachers that criticize homosexuality. It's not liberal to say we're going to ban the word mother and father or he or she in school entrance forms because someone might not have a mother or father and it hurts them. If I have a mother and father, that's my heritage. I'm allowed to have something that someone else doesn't have. Sorry, it hurts their feelings. This is the ultimate bizarro collectivism trash of a group of mentally ill control freaks that want to take control of society. And they'll use any agenda they can to get it. Civil rights, gay rights, whatever. To bulldoze society and tell an open society that has a soft heart, you talk like we say, you do what we say, you live like we say. Gee, that sounds like Islam to me. Just another variant of it. A lot of the liberals want to have sex with kids. So does the Islamists that follow Orthodox Islam. And really what you people are a bunch of gangs. You're a bunch of thugs. And that's why the left likes Islam. Because it's right up your alley, isn't it? It's a frickin' cult. And I'm going to stand against you. And I'm going to stand against Orthodox Islam. The globalists want a clash of civilizations. They're going to get one. But not the one they thought. So that's what this comes down to. But our story's up on drudgereport.com. Hillary, State Department, blocked investigation to Orlando Killer's Mosque. It's so huge. It needs to go total viral. I put it out on Facebook, on Twitter. Forward this to everybody you know. Forward this to Donald Trump. In fact, can we click on the Twitter and see if that tweet went out during the break, please? Let's click on my Twitter, or let's pull up my Twitter account at Real Alex Jones. Just ask everybody to get this out and to also get these articles out. There it is. It needs to be retweeted everywhere. At Donald Trump. Co-worker reported nightclub killer ignored because of political correctness. That needs to go viral. Orlando shooting suspect identified as registered Democrat of Afghan descent. Orlando killer worked for company transporting illegal immigrants inside the U.S., was interviewed by FBI 3 times, but they were ordered to stand down. People say, oh, that's a false flag. Oh, the FBI did it. No, they didn't. They tried to stop it. Then the higher-ups let it happen. Because they think you're so stupid, they're going to spin into hate crime legislation and dun, dun, dun. Let's get this first clip ready. I need to start getting the clips. Hillary Clinton coming out and blaming the Second Amendment and saying ban all semi-autos. That's what that wicked woman wants to do. It's also what Bernie Sanders is pushing. This guy worked for Homeland Security, had a license. It's super hard to get in New York City and a license to get in Florida. And he worked in Homeland Security and all this secretive. Who do you think ships in the C-130s and 747s and 777s that land at airports everywhere? And then the locals report, yeah, nothing's being checked. They're just loaded on buses and brought in. They're just sent into their communities. And that's why suddenly I go to downtown Austin or North Austin or South Austin, because as a culture, Muslims like to go out to markets at night. I guess that's kind of like where they hang out. That's what people used to do, too, in our more rural times. And you go everywhere now, and there are Muslims in hijabs and in full burqas. Because my alma mater got 230-plus Islamicists just this year. My high school, I called a bunch of others. They all got hundreds. And elementary's got hundreds. And the middle school's got hundreds. It's thousands of kids out of Syria that were invaders just in the last 12 months. That's confirmed. And they tell us it's only a few thousand total in the whole country? Baloney. It was Yukari Jackson, Don Salazar, 2 years ago, went down to the border and talked to the McCallum emergency management head, who said, no, we're ordered to keep it secret, but I'm going to tell you. And he got on camera and said, we complete the smuggling process. They load them on those buses and give them vouchers. And then that came out last week. DHS came out again, and Border Patrol came out and said, yeah, we're ordered to load them on contractor buses and just bring them in. It's the same thing, folks. I don't know the numbers, but every town's got Muslims being brought in now. And I don't mean the ones that were here before that were, like, getting nuclear, you know, degrees or engineering degrees and who, you know, I mean, I have got some Muslim friends in high school and college. I go over to their house for dinner, and the mother's being nice, and they're not wearing a thing on their head, and, you know, and they're saying, you know, Saddam's not really a bad guy. Your government wants to overthrow him to put radical Muslims in. I mean, I've known Iraqis and other people that knew all about this and actually warned me about radical Islam. See, I don't believe this thing that all Muslims are really sneaking around planning to get you. There are the radical Muslims that are taking over and want to dominate Islam, and that pretty much always have, and there are those that actually want to be freer. And they are moral, hardworking, good people. But this isn't them. They're bringing in blue-collar, ignorant people who kill each other from the worst parts of the Middle East en masse. I mean, I was in Toronto to speak with George Norrie earlier this year. Or was it last year? Time flies. I think it was earlier this year, yeah. And, I mean, I was at a hotel, and I walked all over Toronto, and it was like videos I've seen out of Pakistan, man. And it was people just squatting and crapping on the ground and just running around, and women with full burqas on. And here's the deal. I've been all over the country, okay? I mean, it's suddenly everywhere I go, Dallas, L.A., New York, it is just Muslims in full garb all over. If they admit they brought 5 million into Europe they denied it until about a year ago. Now it's 5 million in the last 3 years, probably higher. They said it was 200,000 up until that point. They follow metrics. Their deception designs are out of playbooks they cook up. If they said 200,000 was the number, it was really 5 million. They claim it's, you know, maybe 100,000 total now here. It's probably 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. I don't know, man. I don't know. But the numbers are gigantic. And when they start carrying out their sleeper cell attacks, the families roll, oh, we didn't know, but don't be political about it. Oh, we didn't know this was happening. Oh, the brother-in-law runs shipping the people in. Oh, my gosh, and hates Donald Trump. Isn't that just special? All right, I got to stop right here. Ladies and gentlemen, we all need to get healthy and get focused and get prepared for what's going on. And patriots need to understand that we need to support liberty-based media that is raising alarm about what's happening. I want to thank you all for your support. We have reporters in Germany and reporters in Florida right now and reporters out on the West Coast. I mean, we are fully deployed. We need more crew, 5, 6, 7 more people, a couple more reporters, editors, camera people, writers. We need more people. It's a job we got to do. And so we may be able to do that if folks keep buying the X2, the lung cleanse, the Hillary for President shirts. I bet everybody go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got the best shortwave radios. We got the best solar systems. We've got the best basically of everything. And Living Defense, we got a few thousand bottles of this in the first run last year, but because it has 27 ingredients, it detoxifies, it gets rid of parasites. Harmful organism cleanse, 120 capsules. It sold out. It got 5-star reviews. It sold out in 2 days. So I said, well, let's order triple that amount. You know, that won't sell for a month or so. at current sales, because I'm doing 25% off, it's going to be sold out by tomorrow. Okay, so I'm probably going to stop selling it this evening at the discount and hold back some, so at least we have some available at full price for a few weeks. What's wrong with that to help fund the operation? But I'm going to keep the sale going at least through tonight. It could sell out tonight, it could sell out tomorrow. I'm going to try to hold back 500 bottles or so for folks that are signed up for AutoShip. You get 10% off when you're signed up for AutoShip. You get free shipping on orders, $50 or more. And again, this Living Defense is discounted. Right now it's $34.95, normally $44.95, and you can go read the reviews right there on the site, the 5-star reviews. But this is seen as safe, but consult your physician. It's got a lot of concentrated herbs and things that are known for thousands of years to flush bad organisms. It's a really powerful formula. It's a lot of other similar formulas are up to $100. And it's very hard to make this because we want to pass everything at California standards, which are basically made to be able to sue the supplement companies and shut them down. They're almost impossible to get to that level. But we neurotically did it. We tested it. It's at the highest standard of cleanliness and being organic, but having non-detectable levels of all this garbage that's out there. So it's really clean. InfoWars Life, Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. If you want it, you want to support the broadcast, want to try it out, you take a couple pills a day for the 60 days. That's the life cycle of most parasites with their eggs. And it will really flush you out. That's certainly what I did for myself and others. InfoWarsLife.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It so many hundreds of times that I haven't even told my crew to go get the 4 or 5 Tim Kennedy interviews, the 4 or 5 Colonel Schaefer interviews, all the other interviews with experts, myself, the interview with Bracken, the 2 interviews with Bracken is coming up in the next hour. I'm not even going to get the dozens and dozens and dozens of recent clips the last 2 weeks where we said more sleeper cell attacks are imminent. Many of the people in Homeland Security that are Islamic, so they can, quote, communicate with the Muslims, are the managers who are actually bringing in the terror cells. ISIS bragged about that 2 years ago. In 2014, we will do a giant migrant wave. We will invade you. We will kill you. We will get you. We will attack Florida. They said that last Monday. So, red alert, ISIS now activating terror cells. Orlando attack is phase one. And then I talked to our Pentagon sources, and they said absolutely six cities are on the hit list. Obviously, New York, L.A., San Francisco, Miami, Boston, and Orlando is still a top target. Let me just break something here. Do the patriots in the military and in Homeland Security and the FBI know that there are other cells in Orlando? Absolutely. And I'm not saying something that the terrorists don't already know. But here's the bottom line. The White House opened it up and let these people in. And I just talked to Joseph Farah via email earlier. They had another article. DHS agent Obama erased my intel, then scolded me. That ties into the story that's on drudgereport.com. Hillary's State Department blocked investigation into Orlando killer's mosque. And the imam saying, kill the gays. The imam saying, kill the gays. Go out and kill them. So it's time for a jihad. You pledge allegiance to ISIS. And the number one group that needs to be killed is the homosexuals. And they're too busy telling me use the word gay, not homosexual. They don't care if they get killed. They just want me to use the language they want because you want to run my life. You know what? If you want to sit there and not have guns and get killed for your sexual preference, that's your problem. You want to sit there and point your finger at your fellow Americans and obsess and say, we hate you and we don't hate you, and follow what Hillary Clinton has to say, that's your problem. I'm done. I'm done. And I'm not going to sit here where everywhere I go around Austin, there are women in burkas and not raise the alarm. But I am blown away by the Orlando killer work for a company transporting illegal immigrants inside the U.S. Our government is doing this. Our government is evil. It's overtaken. You can ask, why is Obama doing this? It's clear. They're going to allow more jihad attacks and declare civil emergency. Will he do it before the election? They might be. We're going to talk to former Navy SEAL and a guy that's been really accurately predicting this. He's a humble guy, but a lot of people in D.C. who are patriots, they say, get Bracken on. He knows what's going on. So that's why we have Bracken on. He's a smart guy. But we had Tim Kennedy on yesterday, and it's no secret. They know. That's why he's targeted. It was in Army Times last year. But he's been in the Delta Force and been in Special Forces 15 years. That's why ISIS says they want to come to Austin and kill Tim Kennedy. But he knows they're not coming after him because they're cowards. They're going to hit a victim disarmament zone like they did Saturday night. Oh, he was feeling good, feeling right. It was Saturday night. But he wasn't going after four young Chiquitas in Omaha. He was going to kill a bunch of people he knew wouldn't be armed because they were liberals. And it's their religion not to be armed as liberals. It's going to cost you something then. Let's go out to break with Hillary saying she's coming after the guns. Here she is.
We talk about what to do after these situations. There always winds up being the gun debate. Tell me, in your estimation, what law would have made this situation not happen? What could have made this not a situation where this man was able to get weapons?
Well, first of all, Florida doesn't regulate assault weapons or 50 caliber rifles or large capacity ammunition magazines.
Hit pause. I went to that lake. I'm late. I'm going to go to break and come back. She makes me so mad hearing her voice. God, if she becomes president, please help me. Please help me, God. We're going to go to break. 50 caliber rifles have never committed one crime in this country but an armored car robbery. One. Okay? And when she says she wants to get the semi-auto, she means all multi-shot firearms. I mean, she goes on to say she's coming after our guns, and the federal court just ruled they can, you know, try to restrict our guns. They're coming. They bring in the threat.
Visit
She's the culprit.
Today.
She's the kingpin. She's one of the commanders of ISIS.